National Public Radio presents a production of the Hollywood Theater of the Year, 2000X. A radio series devoted to stories of the next millennium.
That there is no other possible way of stopping a murderer before he strikes. Wouldn't it be unfair to all the innocent people killed every year if we were to restrict Watchbird on philosophical grounds? You see my point.
Yes, I suppose I do.
Does anyone else have an objection at this point?
Yeah. We're going to put a whole lot of cops out of work.
Fifteen years in homicide and a machine is replacing me. Ain't science grand?
Nothing to worry about, Celtrix. We'll have plenty for you to do in larceny. You're not going to lose any of your pension or seniority.
It ain't that, Captain. Do they really think a lousy little piece of tin and glass is going to solve crime?
Not solve crime, Celtrix. Stop it. Keep it from happening. Specifically, murder. The watchbirds are supposed to prevent homicides before they can happen.
Yeah, I seen it on the news. These toy pigeons fly around looking for bad guy rays.
Yeah, sort of. These forensic neurology guys discovered that killers give off special kinds of brain waves when they're getting ready to commit a murder. Now, watchbirds can detect these brain waves.
And then they're supposed to swoop down and drop some kind of electronic bird poop on the perp's head.
Yeah, that's the general idea. The watchbird can fire a pretty powerful jolt of electricity.
Is the jolt lethal?
Yeah, not in theory. It's like a stun gun, you know?
Then what happens to the perp?
Who cares?
Captain, you really think it's okay to let killers run around loose?
If they can't kill anybody, why not, huh? It's cheaper than locking them up.
What about the creeps that don't shoot off killer brainwaves? Let's say some creepy, he's doing an armed robbery with no intention of hurting anybody, and then something spooks him and he shoots. Now, how is the toy pigeon supposed to stop that?
It can't.
There you go. That's my point.
Yeah, but it will. Sooner or later, it will. They say they got the damn birds rigged so they can learn.
Learn?
Yeah, from experience. You know, teach themselves. Improve their skills.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
I'll believe it when I see it. If they work, I'll be the first to turn in my gun. And until then, though, I am going to keep it oiled, clean, and loaded.
You do that, Celtrix.
These inventors, these scientists, these engineers, the computer guys, they're all geeks. You can't trust a geek.
Right.
Birds.
Over the town, the watchbird soars in a long, lazy curve. Its aluminum hide glistens in the morning sun, and dots of light dance on its stiff wings. Silently, it flies. Silently, but with all senses functioning, built-in kinesthetics tell the watchbird where it is and hold it in a long search curve. Its eyes and ears operate as one unit, searching, seeking. And then something happens. The watchbird's electronically fast reflexes pick up the edge of a sensation. A correlation center tests it, matching it with electrical and chemical data in its memory files. A relay trips. Down the watchbird spirals, homing in on the increasingly strong sensation. It smells the outpouring of certain glands, tastes a deviant brainwave. Fully alerted and armed, it spins and banks in the bright morning sunlight.
Put the cash in the bag and make it fast. Move it, Pops.
I'm not gonna give my money to a street punk like you.
Do what I say or you're dead meat.
You rob my store, wave a gun at me, I'll smash your face in.
Okay, Pops, you asked for it.
I'll be damned. Those watchbirds work.
The watchbird returns to his search curve. His thinking center correlates the new facts he has learned about murder. Several of these, he hadn't known before. This new information is simultaneously flashed to all other watchbirds, and their information is flashing back to him. New information, methods, definitions are constantly passing between them.
Here to explain how it works is Joshua McIntyre, Chief Engineer of Gelson Industries Watchbird Division. Mr. McIntyre, thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, you can call me Mac, and it's a pleasure.
You were one of the original consulting engineers on the government watchbird prototype, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
So, in addition to overseeing watchbird production at Gelson, then you must also have participated in the basic design.
Yes, I did.
Well, now, we've just seen how the watchbirds work. Perhaps you can clarify for us exactly what they're learning and teaching each other?
Well, the whole purpose of watchbird is to frustrate all attempts at murder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, only certain murderers emit the stimuli. If we're going to stop all murderers, we have to give watchbird the capacity to extrapolate general principles from experiential data. That is, to create new definitions of murder.
Gosh, how do they do that?
Could we get that camera to zoom in on the chart here?
I hope so. There we go. Yeah, we have a nice close-up of it now.
Okay, thanks.
Charlie.
Programmed into the circuitry. First, there is purpose, which is to stop living organisms from committing murder. Two, murder may be defined as an act of violence consisting of breaking, mangling, maltreating, or otherwise stopping the functions of a living organism by a living organism.
Mm.
And three, most murders are detectable by certain chemical and electrical emissions.
Really?
Now, those conditions take care of routine functions. Then for the learning circuits, there are two more conditions. Number four, there are some living organisms who commit murder without the signs mentioned in three.
Please explain the emissions?
Yes, yes. Now, five, these can be detected by data applicable to condition two.
Which was the pre-programmed definition of murder.
Exactly.
Excuse me, Mac, but some people might say that this sounds like totally cold-blooded, inhuman.
Well, it is inhuman. You see, that's the beauty part.
Excuse me?
Watchbird is unemotional. Its reasoning is non-anthropomorphic. You can't bribe him, drug him, intimidate him, or con him. And there's no way to corrupt him.
Yes, but tell me this. What if one of the manufacturers one day decides to make a few changes in the programming for, we'll say, selfish purposes?
It won't happen. These CEOs aren't your typical industrial rough guys. See, my boss, for example, Charlie Gelson, is the most ethical man I've ever met.
Oh, that's good.
Why, just the other day, he asked me...
What do you think of the Watchbird Project, Mac?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the greatest thing I've ever worked on.
Yeah, I mean, but don't you think there's some possibility of trouble in artificial intelligence?
I don't think so, Chief. Why?
Well, I gotta tell you, Mac, the Watchbirds are scaring the hell out of me.
Needlessly. There's nothing to worry about.
The learning circuits bothers me.
You see some flaw in the design?
Well, and the whole idea.
Oh, I get where you're coming from. You're like a lot of people, Chief, afraid your machines are going to wake up one day and say, to hell with this police and stuff, let's go out and rule the world. Am I right?
Close.
No chance.
Watchbirds can learn, grow even more independent.
So can all the new computers. You think they're conspiring with Watchbird?
No one's monitoring them.
No need. He's programmed to come in for weekly maintenance.
What about in-between checkups?
Well, if he brushes regular and avoids sweets.
Seriously, Mac, I've been considering getting out of the Watchbird Project.
Believe me, Chief, Watchbird's no more of a threat than AutoJet's computers or thermometers. He doesn't have any consciousness or volition. He's built to respond to certain stimuli and to carry out certain operations when he receives that stimuli. If it turns out we don't like him, when he comes in for maintenance, we just turn him off.
I feel like the guy who invented dynamite. He thought it was only be used to blow up tree stumps.
You didn't invent Watchbird.
I make them.
You make a foolproof machine. Hey, come on, Chief. We're eradicating murder. Wiping it out like polio and smallpox and AIDS were wiped out. We're inoculating the world against its deadliest disease. Now, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I guess.
High above the lighted buildings of the city, The watchbird soars. It is dark, but in the distance, the watchbird can see another and another beyond that. For this is a large city to prevent murder. They have more to watch for now. New information has crossed the invisible network that connects all watchbirds. New data, new ways of detecting the violence of murder. There, the edge of sensation. Two watchbirds dip simultaneously. One has received the scent a fraction of a second before the other. He continues down while the other resumes monitoring. Condition 4. There are some living organisms who commit murder without the signs mentioned in Condition 3. Through this new information, the watchbird knows by extrapolation that this organism is bent on murder, even though the characteristic chemical and electrical secretions are absent. The watchbird, all senses acute, closes in on the organism. He finds what he wants and dives.
Yo, Celtrix! Over here!
What's this all about, Captain? I ain't homicide anymore.
Think of this as a case of felonious litter, okay? There's a corpse littering the gutter.
What's the matter? Your watchbirds missed this one?
They caused this one.
Huh?
Take a look, will you? You recognize the body?
Oh, yeah. Tony Santori. Professional hitman from Philly. Sometimes takes contracts in one of the local families.
A hitman? Jeez, now it all makes sense.
What happened to him?
Well, the best we can figure from the witnesses, the victim was on a corner holding up the building for maybe 2 hours, maybe more, casing the building opposite. Now, some guy, probably his target, comes out of the building, and this Santori pulls a laser out of his pocket. Before he can do anything else, a tin owl flies over and zaps him one, knocks him down. Santori gets up, the bird zaps him again. So he tries to shoot from the ground where he fell, but he gets another jolt, which pretty much finishes him off.
One less for the DA. So what do you want from me?
I called because I thought you could identify the body. Now that we know who he is, I want you to find out who hired him. I'll clear it with your division.
Okay. Let me talk to your target.
Can't. Whoever it was just walked out of the building and went on his way. He didn't even know what was going on. The whole thing happened in silence.
Mac, I have to admit that you were right. I was wrong. Watchbird is going perfectly. Violent crime is down a quarter of what it was a month ago. The toughest streets are safe again. It's a miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what are you looking so down in the mouth about?
I got a report that one of the watchbirds went to work on a slaughterhouse this morning. Put a couple of butchers in the hospital.
Anybody seriously hurt?
Shook up, but only minor injuries.
Well, can't the watchbirds tell the difference between murder and a man doing his job?
He could when we made him, but he's apparently taught himself to expand the definition of murder.
Uh-huh.
What should we do about it, Chief?
Well, tell the feds to get the meat packers to mechanize.
Yeah?
Well, what'll it take to modify the learning circuits?
It's a slight adjustment, maybe half a day.
Good. Make it on the birds on the floor and take care of the others when they come in for maintenance. Oh, buck up, Mac. These things are foolproof. You said so yourself.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
Oh, shut this guy up, will you, Warden?
Tierney, you only got a few minutes to make your peace with God.
What's God ever done for me?
Have it your way. That'll be all, Chaplain.
Warden, he's strapped down securely. We have the IV in his arm, so anytime you're ready.
Thanks. Tierney, you got any last words before we start the drip?
Open the sluice. Let's get it over with.
All right. You heard the man.
What the hell?
How'd that thing get in here?
This isn't murder, you idiot. Pitch him.
Shoot it down. Jesus!
Looks like I got a guardian birdie, don't it?
New data flashes along the watchbird network. Unmonitored, independent, the thousands of watchbirds receive and act upon it. The breaking, mangling, or otherwise stopping the functions of a living organism by a living organism. New acts to stop.
get along there. Damn your lazy soul. Patches! I said to get moving. You no good four-legged piece of trouble. You're not worth the powder to blow you to hell. I'll whip the hide off you. Okay, Danny. Hold in the net.
Wow. Looks like we got us a good catch.
This is it. Just keep pulling and we can...
Something in the sky. Coming right at us.
Yes. Yes, I understand, sir. I'm well aware that the situation is serious. We'll do what we can. You have my word on it.
What was that all about?
The Commissioner Fishing Game. The watchbirds are now attacking coastal fishing boats protecting the tuna.
It's incredible.
And they've hit 3 more turkey farms, 12 workers killed. Now they're saving turkeys.
And that proves you were right to worry about them. They're way out of control. No telling what they'll...
Gelson. Yes, Secretary Stevens. Yes, we do have a severe problem. I understand the President's concerns, sir. Unfortunately, we don't have a solution at hand. All right, we'll do that. Yes, sir. Goodbye. Now we have Washington on our necks.
What does Stevens want?
We're to shut down the birds effective immediately. Direct order from the Oval Office.
It isn't going to be easy operating on their own the way they do.
I said it from the start. We should have built in an automatic shutoff. Now what?
Well, they fly in once a week for a maintenance check. We can disable them as they come in one by one, but that's going to take a while.
Okay, spread the word and let's get to it.
The watchbirds learn rapidly, expanding and adding to their knowledge. Loosely defined abstractions are extended, acted upon, and re-extended. To stop murder. Metal and electrons reason well, but not in a human fashion. A living organism. Any living organism. The watchbirds set themselves the task of protecting all living things.
Uh-huh. And, what about this one?
Roberta Ganchev, 86, jolted when she was trying to swat a fly.
Wow.
The electric charge stopped her pacemaker.
Ooh. And, this one?
Alvin Spector, M.D., 42, jolted just as he was starting to make an incision. He fell on his own scalpel.
Holy...
The operation couldn't proceed, so the patient died, too.
Is this a patient here?
Yep. Clarice Norman, 64.
Oh, man. What about this one?
Wally Smith, 27. He was applying disinfectant to a cut.
Why aren't they being turned off?
Alaska Alvarado there. That's his job.
Luis, what's going on?
Wait, Chief, he's unconscious. Looks like you tried to turn one of them off and got a pretty nasty shock.
I thought you told me they have no sense of self-preservation.
At the time I told you they didn't.
And now?
Well, now I don't know.
You don't know?
I figured they're still parsing out what constitutes a living organism.
But they're not living organisms, goddammit!
Well, I guess I don't agree with you about that.
Fluttering high above the network of highways, the watchbird watches and waits. It's been working nonstop for weeks now, without rest or repair. Rest and repair are impossible, because the watchbird can't allow itself, a living organism, to be murdered. And that's what happens to watchbirds that return to the factories. There is a built-in order to return after a certain amount of time lapses. But the watchbird has a stronger order to obey. Preservation of life, including its own. The definitions of murder are almost infinitely extended now, impossible to cope with. But the watchbird does not consider that. It responds to its stimuli whenever they come, and whatever their source. There is a new definition of living organism in its databanks. It has come as a result of the watchbird discovery that watchbirds are living organisms. and it has enormous ramifications.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I need power up and a change of acceleron.
Sure. If you'll turn off the engine and leave the keys in the ignition, I'll get right on it.
Okay. Hey, what was that?
A watchbird! Look out, he's coming back!
Come on, what does it want? The car's not alive. I'm not trying to kill it.
Don't touch the keys, sir!
Of all the...
Ow!
Without repairs, Watchbird will eventually run down.
Quantify eventually.
Well, 6 months, a year.
Oh, my.
Well, say a year, barring accidents.
In the meantime, the whole world is shutting down. Farmers can't plow their fields. I mean, there won't be anything to eat in 6 months.
Yeah, it's like the rabbit plague in Australia.
What about Australia?
Rabbits.
I hope this has some bearing on the problem at hand.
Well, there was a time in Australia when it was overrun by rabbits. You know that? They destroyed the crops, spread disease, upset the whole ecological balance.
Come to the point.
Well, there are hardly any rabbits in Australia anymore. Researchers found some germ that attacks only rabbits. Ended the problem.
A watchbird germ. Work on that.
I told you so.
Did I disagree with you, Celtrix? Anybody hear me disagree with Celtrix, huh? When you said that the watchbirds would never work, what did I say?
And all I'm saying now...
What did I reply, Celtrix? You said they won't work. I'm going to keep my gun oiled and loaded. Now, what was my response? My comeback? My rebuttal? Retort? Riposte? Rejoinder? Moat? Juiced?
Jesus,
I said, and I quote, you do that, Celtrix. Those were my very words. Am I right? Am I right?
You may have said something like that.
That is precisely what I said.
So you said it. That doesn't negate the fact that I told you so. I told you watchbirds wouldn't work.
Look, Celtrix, I didn't get you back in homicide so you could stand around gloating. We got more work to do than we ever had before. Twice as many people and we're still understaffed. You made your point, okay? Now get back to work.
Still in awe. I told you so.
Please, we must hurry.
Look, I just want to say something here. You know, we make these watchbirds, but we did not invent them. The initiative wasn't ours. We are not responsible for the present disaster,
right?
That's
absolutely right.
This was a federal project, and it is still a federal project. Government sent out the RFPs. We didn't ask for them. Government designed the things, sent us the specifications, supervised the manufacture. Morally and financially, all blame rests on government.
I'm not going to argue with you about that now.
I just want my statement on the record.
Duly noted, Mr. Morrison. I will even put on record that you manufacturers have given Washington the greatest cooperation in this emergency. Your engineers have done an excellent job. Now, we need you to rally around the plan that you have presented us and begin implementation immediately.
Wait a minute.
No, there is no time.
The plan's no good.
What are you saying? It won't work.
Oh, yes, it'll work, but the cure is going to be worse than the disease.
Oh, not this again.
But haven't we learned by now? You can't solve human problems by mechanization.
Mr. Gilson, I would enjoy hearing your philosophy of life, but unfortunately, people are dying. Crops are being ruined. Typhus and dysentery are ravaging what's left of the country. We have to stop the watchbirds now.
Murder must be stopped, too. I remember we all agreed on that, but this is not the way.
Do you have a better idea?
Let the watchbirds run down by themselves.
Oh, calm down. Work. Calm down, gentlemen.
We
calm down.
We can't use a machine as judges, teachers, and fathers.
You are out of order, Mr. Gelson.
Admit it. We were wrong, and we're wrong now.
Shut up! The president is declaring martial law. You gentlemen are ordered to go back to your plants and implement the plan. It is a presidential order. To ignore it, Mr. Gelson, is to commit treason.
The watchbird is operating erratically now. Many of its delicate parts are out of alignment, worn by continuous operation. But gallantly it responds when the stimuli come. A spider is attacking a fly. Almost once, it becomes aware of something overhead. The watchbird wheels to meet it. The watchbird is being attacked. He fires back.
The adversary is heavily insulated, strong, fast, relentless. And at last, victorious.
The watchbird falls, but manages to send out its message. Urgent, a new menace to living organisms, and this is the deadliest of them all. Other watchbirds around the country integrate the message. Their thinking centers search for an answer.
Well, Chief, they bagged 50 before midnight.
Yeah, fine.
It was 72 the day before.
I know.
Are you worried?
What do you think?
Well, it'll pick up. Oh, you know, Hawk's designed for the sole purpose of hunting down Watchbird. He's stronger, faster, more durable. It's just that the Watchbird's learning to take cover, trying a variety of dodges. Each time one goes down, he radios to his pals. Gives them info to assimilate into their own strategies.
Uh-huh.
But the beauty part is that anything Bird can do, Hawk can do better. Oh, Hawk's learning, too. Learning faster.
That little speech is supposed to reassure me.
Why don't you just tell me straight out what's on your mind, Chief?
Tell me, Mac. What are the Hawks going to hunt after they finish off all the watchbirds?
What do you mean?
Just to be on the safe side, I think you better get back to work.
Oh, I'm hard, Chief. I'm beat. You know what we had to do to rush Hawk into production?
Still, I'd like you to work on designing something that can bring down the Hawks, just in case.
We can't just in case wait till Monday.
Look, Mac, we've got an aggressive machine in the air, a murder machine. And we have no better control over it than we have over the anti-murder machines that went haywire. Less, actually, because they're smarter, faster, and have all the other virtues you techies cursed it with.
Come on, Charlie. You can't blame us for doing our best.
Oh, I don't mean to blame you, Mac. I'm just as responsible. We're all responsible, all the true believers. Look, they have to be self-directed, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they did.
The watchbirds first, and if they were to catch the birds, the hawks. Even more capable of learning, of making choices, of becoming laws unto themselves. Your next gadget will have to be even more self-directed, won't it? Even more independent. Even more deadly.
Overhead, a hawk zeroes in on a watchbird. The armored murder machine has learned a great deal in a few days. Its sole function is to kill. At present, it is impelled toward a certain type of living organism, metallic like itself. But the hawk has just discovered that there are other types of living organisms, too, that have to die.
You have just heard Robert Sheckley's Watchbird, dramatized by William F. Nolan and Yuri Rasovsky. And in the cast, you heard Gerald Castillo as Gelson, Alan Miller as Celtrix, Joe Greco as Landry, Melissa Greenspan as the Watchbird, Janet Carroll as the Hawk,